Jackson, W.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A victory at the World Cup.
USA! USA!
It was USA 1, Iran nothing. Christian Pulisic scored while crashing headfirst into the goalkeeper in the 38th minute. President Biden informed the crowd in Michigan about the victory in Qatar.
When I spoke to the coach and the players, I said, you can do this. They went, they did it. God love them. Anyway, just thought you might want to hear.
The U.S. will play the Netherlands Saturday with a chance to reach the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002. We're getting word that Christian Pulisic has been taken to a hospital with an abdominal injury. President Biden met earlier at the White House with congressional leaders about his goals through the end of the year. There is a possibility of a freight rail strike next month, as well as a government shutdown. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy thinks Congress will pass a bill averting the rail strike.
But it's unfortunate that this is how we're running our economy today. This has all got to stop and change. We need an economy that is strong. If you're passing a bill to force the rail workers to work, how strong is your economy?
Andrew Warren, a Florida prosecutor suspended by Governor Ron DeSantis, opened his federal civil trial against the governor with testimony that alleged his removal was based on his personal political positions on abortion and transgender rights. Chinese universities are sending students home. Police are fanning out in Beijing and Shanghai to prevent more protest. It comes after crowds angered by severe antivirus restrictions call for leader Xi Jinping to resign. A Walmart employee who survived the mass shooting at a store in Virginia filed a $50 million lawsuit against the company. Employee Donna Priolu claims in her lawsuit Walmart continued to employ the shooter, who had known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 3 points. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Darrow became famous in Wisconsin for presiding over the Darrell Brooks trial. Now we're getting word she'll announce she's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court tomorrow. That's according to Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee, which cites Darrow's husband. She was appointed by former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and is reportedly active in the Republican Party. It's the time of year for car deer crashes. There have been about 16,000 deer crashes in Wisconsin over the past 2 years. Some auto body shops say they're booked out until March as more drivers choose to fix their cars than buy new. Deer are most active at dawn and at dusk. In sports, Badger men's basketball hosts Wake Forest tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A terrible Tuesday edition. Not the quality of the content, of course. I just mean, you know, it could be a better day.
Oh, we're the terrible twos on a terrible Tuesday. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday to us all.
Dominic, I want to get the audience involved pretty close to the top today. We've got the phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Our buddy Evan, lightly screened him at best. But here is the breaking news. And Dom, we're expecting some more breaking news. Oath Keeper verdict breaking soon. It's got to be guilty, right?
Yeah, God, I hope
seditious
so.
Seditious conspiracy. That would be the first big one for the DOJ. And then, you know, that's when the real pain starts coming for Trump, I would hope, Dom. But beyond that, Dom, Donald Trump will be your Republican nominee and the craven Republican Party will come crawling back. And I can defend that point of view.
I know you can. I still don't believe it.
Dominic, Senator Alberta Darling announced her retirement. You know, we kind of missed the topic. I think we should take some time today and make sure to say good riddance to her.
Yes, my state Senator Alberta Darling, good riddance.
I would take note of the fact there is not a declared Democratic candidate yet for that position.
Well, there better be a good one, Crudy, or I might just have to step up and do it myself.
Oh, don't talk a big game, man. Because I've already double dog dared you, man. Anyways,
a double dog dare, then you have to. I'm almost obligated then, Crudy.
And put your tongue on that icy pole right there.
No, I won't do it.
Dom, here's the breaking news I want the audience's involvement with. This breaking this afternoon actually really hasn't broken yet, but I'm going to break it for you. The Waukesha parade judge Jennifer Darrow is running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. And Dom, this, as we have pointed out, this spring Supreme Court race, this February primary and April general election, is really about the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this decision on behalf of Judge Darrow, I think, is really troubling for all the Democrats. All of us that would hope to win the balance of the court, I think the star that she won during the course of this trial, I think the fact that she's announcing tomorrow in front of the Waukesha County Courthouse, I think she's basically going to run a law and order candidacy. She's the one that sentenced the Darrell Brooks to hundreds of years in prison. And she's using that celebrity phone to run as a conservative candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Or at least that's the announcement impending tomorrow, according to her husband. At least it's being reported in a couple different sources, Dom. So what say you, man? I think that this, A, because of her celebrity, her notoriety, I mean, I think this is big. Because Dan Kelly sucks. Dan Kelly already lost this race.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about that. Because Dan Kelly has already been in the race. Dan Kelly, much like I would think Rebecca Clayfish on the gubernatorial level, has probably lined up lots of support. I mean, this is for an election. Well, the primary will be in February. Of course, the election in April. I mean, she's coming in the not quite the last minute, but certainly the last quarter.
So what? She just got through a very important trial, Dom. She's kind of been busy working, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that. It was kind of a slam dunk trial. Well, let's be honest here. I mean, she held the courtroom. It was kind of a crap show because of Brooks, the defendant, representing himself. But I mean, I'm not clear that in and of itself. So certainly she got the notoriety. So now she goes up against three other candidates, two, you know, conservatives, I guess, and two not conservatives. I mean, I'm not clear that this is any worse for the non-conservative candidates than otherwise.
I think this is a game changer for the entirety of this race. A, as I pointed out, Dan Kelly sucks as a Supreme Court candidate. He already proved it. He already lost. He was the incumbent by virtue of a Scott Walker appointment to the court. Dan Kelly ran against Janet Protasiewicz. She is one of the current candidates. Who was the one? Joe Kurofsky was the quote unquote liberal candidate, and Kurofsky handed him his ass, right? 163,000 votes in a spring election during a pandemic. Now, yes. I think a lot of the voters were also showing dissatisfaction with Kelly's ruling from the court and the court's ruling that, you know, people had to go out and vote in person during the course of a pandemic. It's how they said F you back. But Dan Kelly was a terrible candidate. I mean, I was looking forward to choosing amongst the better of the two liberals. Janet Protasiewicz, a current judge, and Everett Mitchell. We've had him on the show already. He is a judge. And the very terrible Dan Kelly. So I thought, you know, it was a weak conservative field. And I was looking forward to a walkaway, perhaps a runaway victory over Dan Kelly for whoever won the primary. But slow down. That is all changed on this new entree to the race. I think she changes the entire tenor of the race. And
Do you think that those have already pledged support and effort for Dan Kelly will now pull back?
What, his wife and his kids? I mean, who exactly is getting on the Dan Kelly train here?
Well, he's just like Rebecca Clayfish when she was running
it's
for governor.
It's nothing
she was
like
lining,
Rebecca
lining
Clayfish.
It up for a long time, and Michaels comes in at the end and snatches it away by, you know, spending gobs and gobs of money on, you know, name recognition.
Well, these
you don't see the similarities here?
Not at all. Really, not at all. I mean, her celebrity, A, came free, came with the trial, came with the Darrell Brooks, with the tragedy in Waukesha, right? Someone had to catch that trial. She caught it. She caught the celebrity from that trial. But to think that she shouldn't enter the race because Dan Kelly's the runaway favorite of the conservatives, that just
ain't so. What I'm suggesting is that Dan Kelly has had all this time to line up his support, to line up his donors, to get the machine in motion.
You don't think...
You got to assume he was already appointed by Scott Walker once. Does he have Scott Walker's support? Does he have the establishment Republican support? Not at all.
No,
they
wouldn't be recruiting a better candidate. They found a better candidate than Dan Kelly. That's the problem, Democrats. Dan Kelly was a stuffed suit. He was pompous. He's arrogant. He's terrible in person. And I don't even know what he's like to his family, but I bet his dog doesn't like him either. I mean, he was a terrible candidate. And the Michaels campaign. Michaels was on Jay Weber this morning, bemoaning the fact you found some of the text message tweets, Dom, bemoaning the fact he spent, what, $12 million during the primary, $8 million during the general election.
Yeah.
And I would point out, Rebecca Clayfish, A, had been the serving lieutenant governor for 8 years. basically was running for governor for 4 years, and in the last 90 days of the race, a guy from Connecticut flew in on his private jet, dropped $15 million, $12 million, whatever it was, and basically stuck it to her in her own backyard. I don't see anything like that in this race. And I think, quite frankly, unlike Tim Michaels, because I think Michaels was the weaker of the two candidates. I think Rebecca Clayfish would have offered differing problems for Tony Evers. But unlike that, I think that she is a much stronger candidate. Have you ever heard of, Dom, no offense, have you ever heard of Protasiewicz before she ever decided she was running for this job?
No.
I haven't heard of her either. She has no particular name recognition coming to this candidacy. Everett Mitchell, I've heard of because I'm local to Madison. I've seen some of the good works he's done as a guy involved in the community. But as a Supreme Court candidate, I only know him from the 30 minutes we talked on the radio. Dan Kelly, we know Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly's the bad property, right? Dan Kelly's the one that the Republican conservative establishment said, we don't want Dan Kelly. Let's get a better candidate. And they found a much higher name recognition celebrity candidate. And I'm telling you, man, in a
just like Michaels, man, there's 90 days to go till the Michaels February 21st no celebrity trial. Just like the Michaels campaign, Rebecca Clayfish lined up her supporters just like the Rebecca Clayfish campaign.
Make your bad analogies, man, but it's
not what you say.
Like
it's 90
that.
Days, man. This is it. She's coming in on the last swing, man. I mean, this has been going on for some time.
It's not even time to start collecting your signatures for the spring ballot, man.
Is that your gauge, man? I mean, really? Come on.
Yeah, if you declare after the gathering of ballot signatures, I think that's pretty late.
Did Rebecca declare, Curdy? Was she running before she declared?
Oh, she was running.
Come on. Of course she was.
She had a whole campaign super PAC.
I'm gonna say this, man. They got the Republican Party is in disarray. That's what's happening right now. If there's anything else, that's what it shows. They are certainly divided.
I'm going to get a smarter person than you on the phone here. 844-967-2789. That could be CJ some days, but it's not. It's Chris from Sun Prairie, a very well-informed listener. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
What do you think about Crudy's theory about her celebrity could be a big problem?
I'm not as worried as you are. We have civic media now, right? We got those radio stations coming up, and I think that's going to help a lot. We're going to get some truth out there about what's going on. And I really think that what we have to do is we have to get citizens, you know, together, and we've got to, like, make a decision about who we're going to support, I think, quick and early on, and we've just got to get behind a person and push them. Because I don't think we can have these people in here that are election deniers putting Supreme Court justices up there that are also election deniers. So we've got to be really careful about who's serving in what offices right now. So, you know, I got faith. We got Tony back in office. Sad that we didn't get Mandela in, but, you know, I think for the most part we kind of we set a line, at least, and I hope we'll do that with the Supreme Court. But I really have a lot of faith with civic media coming up, Mike. I'm so happy to see that, and we'll get the grassroots moving, and I don't know, I think we'll do something there.
Chris, from your lips to God's ears, I hope. We need to win the Supreme Court race to win the balance of the court to have any chance to overturn the gerrymandering. It's a really important race. Come back. Really important show, Devil's Advocates. You're listening right now.
money. Never expected any external money. So I was hopeful that RGA money would come in, and a lot of RGA money, considerable war chest. That, hey, Tim, you know, you're a wealthy guy. You can write your own check. They all saw the importance of beating Tony Evers, and they wanted in on it. So they wrote their own checks. We worked very hard at it, and we had to go to those same donors, and it took a little while, but we were able to raise $12 million, a lot of it from those same donors, and then others as well. So raising money, it's a lot of work. We worked very hard at it, but I didn't expect to raise more money from other donors. I ran into almost no one that said, not sure how damaging that was. Marquette poll that
save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you see the breaking news at the New York Times and other places regarding the Oath Keepers trial?
I certainly did. Washington Post reporting crew to the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, guilty of seditious conspiracy.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. Dom, we'll come back to that topic. I feel quite confident. But I want to talk about our backyard judicial race, the Supreme Court race. Very important race, the most important race of 2023, certainly, and perhaps our lifetimes. You know, no pressure. And we now find out there will be sort of a celebrity entry into the race. Celebrity in that the Daryl Brooks trial, the Waukesha parade tragedy, cast a judge into a celebrity role. And now she's going to use that celebrity to run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And Dom, I think it gives her a clear advantage. But let me read briefly from the Journal Sentinel. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro plans to announce a campaign for Wisconsin Supreme Court on Wednesday, creating a four-way race in 2023 for a seat that will decide control of the court. Doro of Heartland will enter the race already familiar to voters after presiding over one of the most high-profile trials in state history, sentencing a man to hundreds of years in prison for killing six people and injuring scores more as he drove through a Christmas parade in Waukesha last year. She drew a national following during the month-long trial as she battled in court with defendant Darrell Brooks, who represented himself and frequently delayed the court proceedings through outbursts and nonsensical questioning of witnesses. Brian Doro, Doro's husband, said Tuesday the announcement would take place Wednesday afternoon outside the Waukesha County Courthouse. You know, perfect setting, right, Dom? Doro, 52, was appointed to Waukesha County Court by, wait for it, Scott Walker, former governor of the state of Wisconsin. She would run to replace retiring conservative Justice Patience Rogensack, who's leaving the court this year, setting up a battle for the soul of the state of Wisconsin, Dom, and control of the court that conservatives now hold a 4-3 majority. Before being appointed to the bench, Doro worked as a defense attorney and a prosecutor in the Waukesha County District Attorney's Office. And it's going to be a hotly contested race, Dom. Bet your ass on that.
I have a different article here I would like to quote from the AP, Scott Bauer reporting in the body of the piece. He points out that Wisconsin Democratic Party chair Ben Wickler branded Doro as an extremist. He cited her calling the U.S. Supreme Court's Lawrence v. Texas ruling from 2003, which struck down sodomy laws criminalizing same-sex intimacy, as a, quote, prime example of judicial activism at its worst. Doro made the comment in her application to then-Governor Scott Walker, a Republican, for appointment to the Waukesha County Court in 2011, according to Wisconsin Justice Initiative, which compiles and posts materials submitted by those seeking judicial appointments. Doro, 51, former criminal defense attorney, as mentioned, who has been elected twice since her appointment and is active in the Republican Party of Waukesha County, a longtime GOP stronghold, although I would point out, a little less red this time. Doro has never run for statewide office before, unlike Republican challenger Kelly, the other conservative candidate. Kelly was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2016 by Walker, whose son Alex is running Kelly's campaign. So Alex Walker is running Dan Kelly's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign.
He ran for a full
losers,
term in 2020.
But get losers, Tom.
But lost an election when liberal turnout was high because it included the Democratic presidential primary. Fair Courts America, a group founded by billionaire GOP mega donor Richard Uihlein, plans to spend millions of dollars to back Kelly, the group's spokesman Dan Curry said this month. So you got the Walker regime and the Uihlein money backing Kelly. And you think that this is just going to be a walk-on for
yes,
Doro?
I think so.
I don't, I think you see a Republican Party here in Wisconsin in disarray and certainly divided.
Well, first and foremost, all these candidates will run as nonpartisans. We won't know that there's an R behind her name. Uh-huh. Well, we'll know, Dom, and we'll try to inform the electorate as Civic Media and the Devil's Advocates, greatest radio show ever. You're listening right now. But I got to tell you, there are so many times where if you can even convince the electorate to show up in a spring election and they just recognize the name on the ballot, they're liable to take that person. How do I know that? Look at the example of the last two Democratic primaries in the state of Wisconsin, Dom. Talking about the gubernatorial primary where Tony Evers won in 2018. I mean, once Tony announced for the race, he had the greatest celebrity, the greatest name recognition. 11 other candidates did never change that. It wasn't, you know, like a national election where you build momentum or whatever the case may be. It's basically whoever has the name recognition on day number one has a clear advantage over the field. And Doro has that. And the right now, since she has the celebrity, let's not forget, she's going to announce before the courthouse in Waukesha Wednesday. You know what happens this Sunday, Dom? I'm going to be down in Waukesha. The first parade since this tragedy is going to be played out not just on the Civic Media Network, not just on WAUK, but I hear our righty-whitey competitors are showing up in Waukesha for the weekend. And I also understand it's going to be televised on TV. Suddenly, it's a big deal, this parade. Who do you think will be prominently out there marching?
Yeah,
with their newly announced candidacy?
No doubt. But again, you don't think smacks of opportunistic endeavors? I mean, come on. We're talking about I'd be very careful
an opportunity
if I were Doro.
Because
I think, yes, this could be perceived as taking advantage of her celebrity to try to gain something, which maybe she hasn't earned it in the eyes of the voter. I mean, the timing, come on. You couldn't wait till Monday?
You know, I wish we had an appellate court option in this case. We had candidate for the appellate court, Chris Taylor. From the 4th District here in the state of Wisconsin. Chris Taylor is currently a district court judge. My understanding, every other candidate, other than that brief period when Dan Kelly got put on the court, you know, wrongfully, I guess Walker had the right of appointment, but he's the wrong guy to put on the court. But none of them really have a specific resume, an appellate court resume. They haven't seen these sort of up the chain of command sort of trials. So whoever's got the brightest star is going to shine perhaps when. Come back, more Devils.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The head of the International Monetary Fund says it's time for China to move away from mass lockdowns under its zero COVID policy. Kristalina Georgieva tells AP more targeted restrictions would be easier on the Chinese people and the global economy. High inflation, rising interest rates, and layoff announcements by several large tech companies weighed on consumer confidence this month. The Conference Board reports its November index fell to 100.2, down from 102.2 in October. On Wall Street, stocks ended mixed. The Dow rose 3 points, while the S&P 500 fell 6 and the Nasdaq 65. Finally, President Biden in Michigan this afternoon.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
He's talking about a 1-0 U.S. victory over Iran at the World Cup.
They did it. God love them. Anyway, just thought you might want to hear.
The U.S. advances to the knockout round. They play Netherlands on Saturday. I'm Ben Thomas.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere with your headlines. More and more parents and caregivers are taking time off work to stay home and care for sick children. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows workplace absences for childcare reasons rose to an all-time high in October. This year's respiratory illness season began early. Kids are coming home from daycare and school with everything from RSV, with or without pneumonia, to colds, rashes, and even strep. Childcare facilities already facing widespread worker shortages. Sick time and paid leave became a rallying cry during the onset of the COVID pandemic, with employers encouraging workers to stay home when sick, and workplaces made their policies more flexible so people could take care of their families. However, people in high-paying jobs are more likely to have access to paid time off. Lower-wage workers and people of color have considerably fewer workplace benefits. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A terrible Tuesday, in my opinion now, Mick. I think the Dems have a new problem in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race in the candidacy of Jennifer Doro. She was the Waukesha Parade trial judge, and she is announcing her Supreme Court candidacy tomorrow. And Dom and I disagree on this point. But I think it's a big problem for those that would support the liberals in this race, the liberals being Janet Protasiewicz and Everett Mitchell, because Dan Kelly is a horrible candidate, and he's not going to win the primary.
Okay, what specifically, why is it a big problem? Let's start
because
there.
It puts them in jeopardy of losing the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Which
I understand, but specifically this particular candidate. You're saying Doro's candidacy brings a big problem to those who would support the liberals. And I'm wondering why. Why do you say that? Because I would think that those who are going to support the liberals would support the liberals regardless if there were two conservatives running against those liberals or if there's one conservative running against those liberals.
Well, the Republicans, the conservatives, are going to galvanize around whoever wins the primary, and that'll be Doro, in my opinion.
Okay, versus them galvanizing around Kelly?
Yes. A much weaker candidate with less celebrity.
With the Scott Walker and name and the U-line money.
Dan Kelly sucks, dude. I mean,
I'm not arguing that point, man. But, I mean, you understand, right? Scott Walker's still, like, dialed in, right? Let's just assume that's the case. His kid's running the campaign, right?
Scott Walker's dialed into the Nazi youth organization that pays him to stay out of Washington. Scott Walker's not dialed into squat, man. He endorsed Rebecca Clayfish. He was on the wrong side of the primary. He's run away. He's pushing opposition to Donald Trump. Yeah, way to find your courage about 8 years too late, buddy.
Well, that's because the Republican Party is in disarray, but I don't get the math. I mean, if 50% plus one are going to vote for the liberals when there's one conservative candidate, what makes you think, what would change that calculation if there's two conservative candidates?
You got to turn them out, right? Dan Kelly wasn't turning them out. Dan Kelly was not an embraced candidate of the right. That's why they sought an alternative. This Darro, whether or not you know her platform, because I don't know her platform, Dom. I believe Ben Wickler. I believe that she probably on certain issues is probably pretty extreme, right? Kind of like Tim Michaels was. But you know what they're going to run the campaign as? Her sentencing Brooks. And they're going to run her as the law and order candidate. You know, liberals, they're easy on crime. And you know, somewhere in their record, and maybe there's some bail case in her prior history as well, Dom, because they all get held accountable for something that's probably mostly out of their control. Somebody's out on bail, and therefore they're a weak judge.
Right, right, right.
Well, be it she or Everett Mitchell or Protasiewicz, all of them are going to have a stray case where some perpetrator got a light sentence and then they went on to do some dastardly thing. Probably. But what I would say is her name is going to be loud and clear. And her picture, and she's a attractive enough woman. She's got the Fox News look. She's not a blonde. She's a brunette. But anyways, she looks nice. She just got the national celebrity. And she's got as much of a resume is anybody else currently seeking the job.
Well, so, Dan Kelly actually served on the Wisconsin Supreme Court
for like 3 months, dude. And then he got crushed.
he was there, right?
Can we set Dan Kelly
aside? More Supreme Court time than Doral's got.
He did such a fine job in his 3 months that he got crushed. I really don't see any relevancy to the Dan Kelly candidacy. Dan Kelly's a loser. He's going to lose again. Up until today, I thought the Democrats, the liberals, had a pretty inside path to this seat up until today. That opinion has changed. Dom, you keep bringing up the bad analogy. This is just like the carpetbagger Michaels candidacy. Well, you brought him up, and he appeared on an inferior whitey-righty product down the dial earlier today, and our E-Bone did a little bit of hard work.
Oh, we got some of that?
We got just the Scotia sound.
Oh, thank you, Evan. Now, appreciate it, man.
Now, the greatest difference, I think, from the actions of Doro, who's got this newfound celebrity, and is she being opportunistic? Yes, she is.
She being too opportunistic? Possibly. Could blow back on
according
her. According
to...
Careful. People... According to me, man, you're talking about this parade coming up. I have the 1 year anniversary. I mean, people died. 60 some more were injured. I mean, this is a devastating attack on the community. I'm not clear that that's the platform I want to come out on.
Justice.
Well, but so who wouldn't have? You know, I'm not clear that now is the time to go and announce your candidacy. Anyway, I mean, that's their choice. That's what they're going to do. I think that could go against her. Even for those people who would want to vote for her, because the timing is terrible.
The timing is impeccable. I think you do not read the political tea leaves whatsoever. Let's play your buddy Tim Michaels, though, promoting his own candidacy, Dom. Apparently, not money well spent. if you could, E-Bone, play it for the people. This is the extremist gubernatorial GOP candidate from the last loser election. Play cut one, please.
My wife and I we're devastated. It's the loss is still very raw, but you know, I'll get back to work. I'd like to make some of the money back that I spent, and spent a lot of it.
At one point, he spent $12 million in the primary, my understanding. $8 million. I think this is from some of the tweets. He mentioned he spent $8 million in the general election.
Yes.
And then the host, Weber, said, you know, could you have spent more? Well, in retrospect, but I'm not a bottomless pit.
I'm not a bottomless pit, Jay. A little more on this from Corey Hess. She is a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was live tweeting along with some others like Patrick Marley. Here's what she had to say. Michaels said Donald Trump called him 5 days before the midterm election and decided not to come to Wisconsin because the campaign looks strong. Michaels adds that Tommy Thompson, Reince Priebus, Paul Ryan all told him he was going to win. He blamed Dobbs' decision for a loss to Governor Tony Evers. Regarding Clayfish, Michaels says she's photogenic, but I beat her. He has not spoken to her. This is tough, man. It's raw when you lose. Michaels guesses maybe 1,000 people that supported Clayfish did not support him in the general election. Meanwhile, Michaels said Kevin Nicholson has a bright future in politics, and Tim Ramthan has an amazing group of loyal followers.
You know,
yeah, so did Charlie Manson.
You know, you know, Tim Ramthan says his goodbyes to the Wisconsin Assembly in January. Dom, he did his exit interview, air quotes, with Wisp Politics. Ramthan looking forward to spending more time with family. 844-967-2789. Let's get to our audience's opinions. People like you, Eileen from Madison. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Yes, about, I don't know her last name, the judge from the trial, the celebrity judge, no.
Doral.
Doral.
I watched, you know, there were a lot of news clips about the trial. And granted, she handed down the sentence, and she was lucky enough for under the circumstances to draw this trial. But I was really questioning her strength as a judge because of his actions in the court. He appeared with no clothes on. He ridiculed her. He did all sorts of silly things. And as if he was representing himself, he would be saying that he was an attorney. She would never have allowed that from a defense attorney in her courtroom. No other judge would have. So I just think that if you get up some old news clips or the transcripts or something to play, it was watch the whole thing. Yes, she handed down a great sentence, but that was the extent of it. So
Eileen, I think that's going to be a tough argument to make, though, because I think a lot of people thought how she handled the defendant spoke to her quote-unquote judicial temperament, and she was widely complimented, at least on right-wing media. I think it's a tough argument to make. I think to question how she played out the trial, I mean, that is her whole claim to fame. I don't think we, if it comes to her and a Democratic candidate, I don't think we want to litigate how it is she handed down justice in that trial, because to a lot of people's perception, the end result was justice.
Yeah, a good point. And that's exactly that. You know, it's going to be focused on that. And that's true.
All the ads will be. It's all going to be about that trial.
But I think, Eileen, you make a nice point, because I'm not clear that people get the nuance. If you run a 30-second ad showing the defendant, you know, half naked in the courtroom, you can say what you want these days. You know, I'm not sure that you're going to be able to put it out there and get people to understand it in the context that it actually happened. You know how the politics are. You know how the ads are, Eileen. You can make anything look bad.
Well, I think every once in a while they should just insert that this person behaved as a clown in her courtroom, and she let him continue to stay there. So I'm eager to see what's going to happen, and I think you're right. She's going to pull a lot of votes on the celebrity issue, and she's getting in just in time. So, okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Eileen, thank you for listening. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak a few more callers in, like Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, and I agree. I think I'm agreeing with Dom here. I think she behave the way she did, that she had the back of her mind, well, maybe I can use this to propel myself into, you know, make a career out of this for this trial, because any judge would have handed down a sentence like she's handed down to this guy. The circumstances demanded that this guy go to prison for a long, long, long time. And the fact that she did not control the courtroom from the onset, allowing this guy to defend himself in the first place, she should have said, we're not going to make a mockery of the law by allowing this guy to defend himself, because that's what he did during the whole trial. I mean, that is she using this case, a tragedy, to use it as a celebrity for herself? I mean, that's what comes to my mind. And maybe that's too nuanced. Maybe that's I'm thinking too deeply about this right here. And maybe she wants to, you know, extend the legacy of right-wing politics and her whole Christian dominionist attitude that apparently she came out of, you know, Regent University for this, that her law degree, that it just disturbs me that that we call celebrity, because any judge would have done similar things in this trial, aside from letting him go on like that. But they would have handed down just as tough a sentence. I'm convinced of that.
Mark, I'm not disagreeing with your assessment of the end. The end of the trial was justice handed out thousands of years, I think, for all the injuries, all the death, all the carnage. But the celebrity was hers to garner and has been garnered. And I would say, think about how it worked in the Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson race. And if you don't think that, let's say it was Everett Mitchell, the nominee, the black judge here from the Madison area, if he wins, you don't think the racial politics are going to fly hot and heavy? Or if it's Protas Sewitz, you don't think she's going to be cast as, you know, pro low bail, no cash bail, pro letting criminals out on the street? But Judge Darrow, she hands out justice. She's the law and order candidate. Elect her in April. That's the way it's going to play. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. Andy from Beaver Dam, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, Andy.
Well, with all due respect to Dom, I think you're right, Prudy, because when I heard earlier this morning, or earlier this afternoon, that she was announcing tomorrow that she was going to run, I thought, oh, crap. You know, I thought, man, you know.
You're right to feel that way, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, I thought I was looking optimistically at the spring, you know, that whoever the candidate was for the, you know, so-called liberal side, you know, should be able to do it, you know, and people don't think it through that much. I mean, oh, yeah, you know, you say name recognition. And I think also, you know, it's just people don't understand what's at stake.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Andy. Remember the Hagedorn-Neubauer race? Hagedorn won by 5,600 votes. And the left's attitude was make it very, very clear that Hagedorn was the conservative in the race. I think it actually probably benefited his campaign. So we're going to have to take a different tact, let's just say. More Devil's Advocates. We'll take more phone calls on the other side. Carolyn, you're next. Be patient. 844-967-2789.
Fahrenheit. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Carolyn from Madison, Wisconsin. You are up. Welcome, Carolyn. What do you got for us?
Hi, this is Dom.
Yes.
Am I right that Roberta Darling represents you here in the state?
Well, she was the senator in the 8th district where I live, but I wouldn't say she really represents me, Carolyn.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Senator. All right. Now, do I hear something about her quitting, or did I miss that part of the
yes.
show where you?
She talked? Resigned. Her last day will be, I believe, December 1st. So
Thursday.
I will not have a sitting senator going forward until this election.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, why not, you know, work your term out? And you know, I'm not clear, Carolyn. I mean, perhaps there could be, you know, health issues. I know apparently she battled cancer in the past. And, you know, I don't know what the reasoning is, but, you know, she stepped up to a four-year term. She ran again and then waited until after this election to decide that she's not going to run. And now we have, you know, no representation in the state
That's
Senate
good.
For me and my family and my neighbors.
Carolyn, that's a good thing. We don't want representation in the 8th because that creates a supermajority for the Republican Senate.
Right.
So the lack of that seat being filled means effectively Republicans can't do any sort of impeachment malfeasance that they were threatening to do about a week before Alberta Darling said that she was retiring on December 1st. Understand that 2/3 majority in the Senate means they could effectively start doing things like impeaching Tony Evers' appointments, let's just say.
Wow.
So I want that seat vacant.
I totally get the strategy on that, and for that I guess I am thankful, and thank you for a call, Carolyn. But at the cost of not being represented in the state Senate,
I'm fine with that. You weren't represented
of course you
for
are
last
because
20 years.
It's not you. 844-967-2789.
Really, you would trade a Republican supermajority in the Senate for representation in the 8th?
Imagine being a citizen of the United States wanting to have your actual elected officials, you know, on the job.
Well, you got
Jim from
you
Appleton,
three
you
assembly members, Deb Andrinka, and who's the really really good one? She headed up the Elections Commission. Oh yeah, Janelle Branchen. She's your assembly person.
No, Deb Andrick is my assembly. Janelle Branchen, I think Dan Canodal's the other Republican assembly member. Let's get some more calls in before the top of the hour. Jim from Appleton. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Well, hello, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You know, you keep referring to these people on the far right as conservative. They're not conservative. They're regressive. They want to go back to laws written in 1850.
That's true, Jim. They are very regressive. Is that how we should identify them from now on, Jim? I mean, I don't even know what does a conservative mean anymore? What does it mean to be a Republican anymore, Jim?
I have no idea. I used to be, but no. They're not fiscally conservative because they keep bumping the budget by cutting taxes. They don't want to conserve the environment because they keep people on that refuse to help the environment. Seems to me the only thing they want to conserve are monopolies and corporate money.
And their political power, Jim, right? That's what they're conserving.
Yep, that's about it. So, yeah, if they run the campaign and Doro gets the Republican or conservative nomination, call her what she is. Call her a regressive.
Jim, I like how you think. It's all about messaging, right, Don?
It certainly is.
You know, we keep bringing up Alberta Darling. Our friend John Nichols over at The Nation, the Cap Times, had a little op-ed piece he wrote. State Senator Alberta Darling's decision to leave the Wisconsin legislature after more than three decades recalls the end of an era when moderate legislators, some of them genuine centrists, some merely responsible conservatives, were major players in the Republican Party. No, Darling did not finish her tenure as a moderate in any sense of the word. a political careerist who bent to the partisan pressures that have transformed her party. Darling has in recent years been every bit as rigidly right-wing as her fellow Senate Republicans. She began on a different note. Elected initially to the state assembly in 1990 during Governor Tommy Thompson's first term, Darling was elected in 1992 to represent Milwaukee's North Shore suburbs in the Senate at a time when the Bushes, Doles, and people like Jack Kemp were major players in the GOP. Darling outlasted them all, Dom, establishing herself as one of the most tenured of the state's many long-tenured politicians. And when politicians who have clung for decades to gerrymandered legislative seats finally surrender their positions, other politicians say nice things about them. And so Darling's departure inspired plaudits. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, the most gracious man to serve as the state's chief executive since Republican Warren Knowles in the 60s, observed that Darling had earned the respect of colleagues on both sides of the aisle because she's a diligent leader who's always carried herself with poise, class, and grace. Assembly Speaker Robert Voss, the boss of the Republican-controlled legislature, hailed Darling as a true leader and a role model. That's what you say about her, right, Dom?
No.
And Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Utsburg, named Darling a fundamental part of this caucus. Unfortunately, LeMahieu's description of Darling was most apt. Though Darling began her career with great promise, she ended it as a predictable partisan who did the bidding of her caucus, no matter how absurd the demands became. You want to pick up some of this, Dom?
Yeah, I mean, Darling first became a senator in the glory days of the Wisconsin Republican Party, when under Thompson's leadership, the GOP really was the big tent that Ronald Reagan imagined when he said, "We must keep our doors open, offering our party as the only practical answer for those who overall are individualist." And because this is the great common denominator, this dedication to the belief in man's aspirations as an individual, we cannot offer them a narrow sectarian party in which all must wear allegiance to prescribed commandments. Reagan, the great communicator, chose the right words, but it was Thompson who put them into practice, pushing the boundaries of the Republican Party outward so that in 1994, he won re-election with 67% of the vote, even carrying reliably Democratic Milwaukee County, where Darling was one of his chief supporters. Republicans won narrow control of the state assembly and Senate that year, and they did so honestly, not as the result of a crude gerrymander that assured them wins, even when their candidates and their policies were unpopular. The party and its candidates made a compelling case for their victories. This was the heyday of the Republican women in the Senate when Mary Panzer, a future majority leader, Carol Rossler, Joanne Hulsman, and Peggy Rosenzweig were, with Darling, rising stars in the chamber. Most of them were relatively moderate. Several, though not all, were supporters of reproductive rights. But the abortion issue was becoming a tenuous one for Republicans, who took a pro-choice stance. State Senator Barbara Lohrmann, a well-regarded Republican moderate from Fort Atkinson, was defeated in a bitter 1994 primary by a young right-wing candidate named Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, now the congressman from Wisconsin's 5th, vigorously attacked Lohrmann for her support of women's right to choose. It was a harbinger of things to come. But when let's conclude the piece here by John Nichols at the Cap Times. So it was that Alberta Darling finished her career not as an innovative leader, but as an entirely predictable loyalist to a party that had abandoned any pretense of moderation.
You skipped the fact that she used to be on the Planned Parenthood board. Things change, though. Come back, yes. More devils.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
always streaming on the Civic Media app.